You are listening to Natural Born Alchemist.
Welcome to episode number 16 of the Natural Born Alchemist podcast. My name is Alex and I'll be your host. This episode won't have any guests. It will just be me rambling about stuff. And to keep it fun and interesting, I thought I'll do this in an alphabetical manner. And please don't think I'm preaching. I'm only really preaching to myself. Your life is up to your own decisions. Anyway, let's start. A is for anarchy. Why does it have such a bad reputation in our society? Anarchy is often synonymous with chaos and disorder, when in fact anarchy just signifies the absence of a ruler. Anarchy puts the responsibility of living with the individual. So I guess people who need parents will not take kindly to anarchy. B is for belief. The acceptance that something exists or is true without any proof. I'm so amazed that people don't strive to instead form their opinions on direct experiences. And if they don't have a direct experience, then why have an opinion? I believe that blind faith is utterly stupid. C is for courage. I've done many things that other people thought were courageous. But when I did them, I did not think it was courageous of me to do it. And this is because I think people fear to step into the unknown, whereas I revel in it. It is only in the unknown where you can truly find out who you really are. D is for death. If a flower never withered, its fleeting beauty would not be enjoyed. The meaning of life is death. E is for eternity. Eternity is very hard to imagine, yet it's something we have to come to terms with. I'm still finding it a bit disturbing, but hopefully I'll accept it in time. After all, I have a lot of it. F is for fuck. Sometimes fuck is the best word to use. I don't think it lowers the intellectual level of a conversation if you throw in a fuck at the right moment. G is for God. I have an idea that when I die, when I go into that well-known tunnel and travel towards the light, when the gates of heaven open up before me and God is standing there with open arms, I have this suspicion that when my eyes adapt to the bright light, I will see myself. God will be I, standing there with a smile. H is for heart. I found the greatest joy and peace when I've made decisions from the heart rather than logic and reason. I is for individualism. We are all one. The world should unite, and all that sounds great. But if we don't think of ourselves as individuals, we are no better than ants. And individualism is a group effort. It doesn't mean loneliness. It goes back to my views on anarchy. That we have to take individual responsibility over our own lives. J is for Jesus. Was he a man, a woman, gay, a fantasy, or was he in fact a mushroom? It is quite a heavy read, but I really recommend the book The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross by John M. Allegro. Go get it. K is for Kafka. And now I want to read in full my favorite Franz Kafka story called The Departure. I ordered my horse to be brought from the stables. The servant did not understand my orders, so I went to the stables myself, saddled my horse and mounted. In the distance I heard the sound of a trumpet, and I asked the servant what it meant. He knew nothing and had heard nothing. At the gate, he stopped me and asked, "Where is the master going?" "I don't know," I said. "Just out of here. Just out of here. Out of here, nothing else. It's the only way I can reach my goal." "So you know your own goal?" he asked. "Yes," I replied. "I've just told you."
out of here. That's my goal. L is for love. Love, yeah. There are many forms of love, but the sort of love that I'm most interested in is the unconditional, unbiased love that I've experienced during my ayahuasca initiations. Love that doesn't judge, that doesn't smother. It just exists. M is for McKenna. If you haven't listened to the words of Terence McKenna, then you must do that right after this podcast. Not only can they be entertaining, but they can also be very enlightening. N is for Nirvana. And sure, enlightenment sounds cool, but I'm actually referring to the Music Act, a band that delivered a message that I really needed to hear growing up in a close-minded, shitty town. Come as you are. O is for Obama. And just because he's black doesn't mean he is a better president than Bush. In fact, he's kind of worse. The only difference is that he's a better actor. P is for Psychonaut, which is a person that sail and explore the sea of the psyche using psychedelics or trance-inducing techniques. It's not about getting high or taking a drug. Psychedelics are a medicine that can heal you and neutralize any asshole behavior. Q is for quest. Ever since I fell in love with the Arthurian legends, I've been on a quest. A quest for purpose, meaning, answers, love. If you currently don't find yourself on a quest, you'll fail the final test. R is for Roman Empire. Great sci-fi author Philip K. Dick once wrote that the Roman Empire never ended, that all time is happening at the same time. But also, metaphorically, it has not ended. The Roman Empire has only evolved and become completely global. If you've ever been in Washington, D.C., you know that it looks kind of like Rome. At least all the monuments and phallic symbols, etc. So yes, the Roman Empire has not ended. But will it last? How could it? S is for sacred. Not much is sacred anymore. But what does sacred mean? Historically, the word is connected with the area around a temple, the sanctum. And if your body is your temple, then everything around you, a circle at arm's length, is a sacred space. Anything that happens in that circle is sacred. Consider this during your busy day. T is for truth, but truth is relative. And I know I keep talking about this, but the only real truth that is available to us is direct experience. U is for universe. When I was initiated into the Bewiti with Iboga, I had a very powerful vision. I saw a huge door made of wood, beautiful and esoterically decorated. I wanted to know what was behind it, so I opened the door and saw a machine constructed aeons ago of super gigantic size, bigger than the universe itself. The machine was working by itself, it did not need a driver, and it was unknowable who had built it. But what it was doing was pumping out universes, one every second. Out they came, and had so been doing for eternity. The size, magnitude, age, and mystery of this machine was awe-inspiring and made the concept of our little planet seem ridiculous. We are but a speck in a storm inside an atom of a thousand worlds within yet another atom, and so on. V is for victory. Only if the reality around you is transformed and elevated will the world outside be transformed and elevated. With personal victory over hate and fear, the human race will eventually be victorious. W is for war. And I quote comedian George Carlin, "Fighting for peace is like screwing for virginity." X is for Xmas. A holiday is a holy day. Are you sure what you're celebrating? Y is for you. Yes, you. Without you, there is no them. Remember that. Z is for zombies. Please don't become one. Now, let's close this episode with a song from the Nameless Archive album Yuke Pacha called Roman Empire. And remember that freedom is in the mind.
I've gone to many schools, I've lived in many places, I've broken many rules, and I've spat in many faces. Yeah, I was angry as a kid, and I'm angry still. But before I wanted to kill, now it just makes me feel ill. Pick on me growing up, now the bullies or the states, they still pick on me, it's fucked up. Leave me alone or feed my hate. Love is the only way, I know that. But fascism is in my way, and that's a fact. Turn back. The slaves got nothing to lose. It's freedom I love. It's freedom we love.
Taxes pay for the war. False democracy, and in the work no will. Only real freedom is real liberty. And what I do with my body is my business. The law is a fucking rash, and I don't celebrate Christmas. Love ain't shown spending cash. Why honor a man-made dogma of the past? Religions are bullshit. The Roman Empire never ended, but then it won't last. How could it? How could it last? 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 How could it last?